Han rolled away just in time to avoid being split down the center as the droning lightsaber slashed through the balcony. He started to bring his blaster tip up, then thought about the ricochets and rolled again. The blade came again, this time so hard that the tip struck the stone beneath the balcony and bounced back up. Han spun his legs around 90 degrees, gambling that any Biot inexperienced enough to put that much power behind a lightsaber attack would not be thinking much about strike patterns. As expected, the third attack came down perpendicular to the first two. Now she had cut three sides of a square. Hoping for the fourth, he rolled back the other way, and that was when the Solo luck finally returned. A tremendous bang shook the chamber, followed instantly by the clang of a blown hatch hitting something metal, like a power body, maybe. Han rolled back the way he had come, but the Biot's mind was no longer on him.
Marvid!
She screamed.
Marvid! I'll save!
The cry was drowned out by two short bursts of cannon fire. A dozen meters to the right, a 3-meter section of railing dropped onto the stasis circle, both ends still glowing. An instant later, a pair of power bodies shot through the gap and dropped to the dark stone. Han was already blasting. The first three bolts ricocheted off the armored chassis of the lead power body, which promptly spun around. Strapped into it was the half-dead form of Kratheus Kref. A blaster burned through his huge cranium, another through his tiny torso. But the Kalumai's condition didn't stop his power body from leveling a launching tube in Han's direction. Continuing to fire, Han rolled, paused, saw the orange streak of a mini-rocket flash past, then rolled again, and felt the heat of a small detonation behind him. Han fired again, rolled again, and narrowly escaped being killed when the Biot's lightsaber came slashing through the balcony. The second power body spun around, pointing its launching arm in his direction, and Marvid's amplified voice boomed across the stasis circle.
"Forget Sulu,"
he ordered.
"Come to me now!"
Han faked a roll, then cringed away when Marvid fell for the feint and sent a mini rocket streaking past. Han aimed for the launcher arm, only to have a big-headed, giant-eyed version of Vistara Kai drop down to block his shot. She thumbed off her lightsaber and made a sweeping gesture with her hands. Han felt a force nudge. Not much, but enough to deflect his arm. A string of bolts shot across the stasis circle and vanished beneath the balcony. He rolled again just to be safe, then brought his blaster rifle back toward his targets, who were suddenly nothing but shadows, shimmering above a chrome alloy shaft so deep it might have plunged all the way to the galactic core. Han managed to squeeze off three quick bolts, but he had no idea whether he hit anyone. All he caught was a glimpse of Marvid's silhouette, raising a pincer arm in a rude farewell. A curtain of silver radiance rose to engulf the three figures. Then an amplified voice said,
"You lose, Solo. I win."
The radiance slowly sparkled into nothingness, and when it was gone, so were the Krefs and their Biot. Marvid's parting words only made Han's jets burn that much hotter. The Kalumai might have gotten away for the moment, but this wasn't over yet. Not even close. Amid the screeching blaster bolts and booming blaster cannons out in the corridor, he could hear the oscillating drone of whirling lightsabers. And voices. Familiar voices! Still holding his blaster rifle, Han crawled from beneath the balcony.
Han!
That voice was familiar and female, and it made Han's heart jump.
Han, are you in here?
Leia called. He could tell she was using the Force to search for him, because her steps were starting to ring across the balcony, moving toward the edge where he had been hiding.
Han, are you...
Down here!
Han called,